Last May, we told you about a new project linking Lansing's Peppermint Creek Theater Company and the Texas-based Telling Project. Now, the Telling Project seeks to work with local theater companies around the country in staging theatrical productions of stories told by veterans and their families. Peppermint Creek is the Telling Project's first production in Michigan. This week and next, they'll stage the resulting work in Telling Lansing. Current State welcomes Telling Lansing director Blake Bowen. Blake, welcome. And Jody Roberto Hancock, who tells her father's story in the show. Jody, welcome.
Thank you.
Blake, we have veterans and their loved ones telling their own stories in a theatrical setting. How many stories will you be telling here?
Well, we have 8 total cast members. We have 2 couples. So, but they're all 8 individual stories, pretty much, and they tell the scope of their lives pre-war, during the theater of war, and then what happens when they come home in the after effects.
What have been the challenges associated with working with people who, for the most part, have never written a theatrical script or performed on a stage?
It's been a pleasure, actually. At first, I thought it was going to be really scary. But the beautiful thing is it really helped me and allowed me to go back to my roots. I'm used to dealing with veteran actors that there's a certain language and a lingo that you use, but I couldn't even use simple terms like upstage, downstage, tech, whatever,
okay.
So I had to go to the foundation of just storytelling, and that's really what came out of it. And the cast members were just such a pleasure because they were game for anything I threw at them.
Well, they're eager to share their stories, I would think.
Absolutely.
I mean, they wouldn't be there at all if they weren't really passionate about this whole thing. Jody, we don't want to give your entire story away here, but you joined the Telling Lansing Project to tell your father's story. So who was your father? Fred Roberto Jr.
Yep, Fred James Roberto Jr. He grew up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and joined the Marines right out of high school. He kind of knew his whole life he wanted to be a Marine. He was a career man, 20 years, and he was in Vietnam. He went in 1967 at an older age of 29 and was already a criminal investigator at that time, and loved the Marine Corps, always loved it. And
a criminal investigator in the Corps.
In the Corps, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you telling his story?
I am trying to honor his memory and let people know about him and the sacrifices he made for the country and through his service. And it's also very much a love story, his love for my mom, his love for his family, his love for the country, and his love for the Marine Corps.
You were how old when he died?
I was 12. He died pretty unexpectedly, pretty suddenly. The cause of death was from cancer, and there was evidence that it was linked to Agent Orange, his exposure in Vietnam. But never knew my dad as a sick person, never knew him as an angry or depressed veteran. He always spoke so highly of his time there and stayed connected with the Corps even once he retired. But pretty much did not hear the word cancer until after he died. They went in looking for something, and he never made it out.
But are these reminiscences that you have created or family members have created, or is it a mix of things, what?
It's a mix. One of the things that I get to share in the show are some of his letters to my mom and my 3 older sisters. I was born about 2 years after he went to Vietnam, but my mom kept many of his letters. My parents moved 18 times in the first 16 years they were married. And so throughout the years and all those moves, she lost things, but she always kept some of her favorite letters. And so I am actually able to read some of his letters of how he saw things and how he felt about them and what he learned and how he grew and, you know, how he thought about his service in the war. And so some of it's his voice and some of it's my voice and my memories of him and what happened to our family.
We'd love you to read some of, an excerpt from a letter here. We'll ask you to do that in just a minute.
Okay.
We'll remind our listeners that we're talking about Telling Lansing. This is a theatrical presentation of the stories of local veterans and their families being staged by Peppermint Creek Theater Company in Lansing this week and next. Jody Hancock is sharing her father's story in the production. Director Blake Bowen is also with us. What was it like to just see these performances kind of take shape? Blake.
It was fascinating. The first thing I asked everyone to do was to bring in some sort of memento, a picture or a letter in Jody's case. Mm-hmm. No expectations whatsoever. And what they brought me was just trunks and trunks of photos of military documents of the actual letters from the parents they use themselves. And so that very first rehearsal, without even knowing it, I started saying, okay, well, we have to show this to an entire audience. Mm. So we have a giant 12 by 20 screen behind our actors. And for instance, in Jody's case, as Jody's reading the letter, we see an image of the actual letter that her father wrote to her mother. So the audience can read along in his handwriting with the date and the coffee stains and all that beautiful stuff that really gives you an image of where he was at the time and place.
That is so intimate here. How much did your dad talk about Vietnam, Jody?
Not a lot. I wish I had had more memories. I think losing him at an early age, I never got to have those conversations with him about war. All my memories are very positive, how much he loved the Marine Corps, having the mementos around of all his years in service, the friends that he had that would still come and visit us and that he would visit, and him participating in some military groups. There was nothing about him being upset or angry about the war. And unfortunately, I never got a chance to talk to him specifically about his time in Vietnam.
But did you learn more just putting this performance together?
Yeah. Putting this performance together and even going back in 2004, my mom found out about this program called the In Memory Day. And it's a program at the Vietnam Wall to recognize people that died as a result of Vietnam, but not in Vietnam. And so at that time, all his grandchildren and all of my sisters and I and an extended family met in D.C. He was honored in this program. And it was that time that my mom presented my sisters and I with a book of all the letters she had left.
Oh, my.
And so I had read them then. I reread them again this summer before I interviewed with Max, who wrote the script for us, who interviewed each of us and then wrote the script. Mm. And it's definitely, and not just me, but sharing them with my daughter as well, who's 16.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, we've got time for a little excerpt here. Jody, why don't you read a bit?
Okay. One of the first ones is dated November 16th, 1967. Hi, girls. Do you miss me? Well, another 12 months and 3 weeks, I'll be home, so just sit tight. Since I've got so much to say, I thought I'd better begin now. It's lunchtime. What I don't finish now, I'll continue later. When we arrived, it was hot as hell, but also raining. About 2 miles to the south, we saw what appeared to be a mortar attack near Marble Mountain. All at once, I realized that the long trip was over and that I was finally here, where the action was. A strange feeling, to say the least. All in all, things aren't bad at all. It could be a lot worse. Let's hope it isn't. Please remember one thing, Pudge. The nickname for my mother was Pudge. And you must too, girls. I'm doing what I think must be done, and I'm proud to be an American, a Marine, and most of all, the only man in your lives. Love always, Rick. Mm. Love always, Daddy.
Jody Roberto Hancock telling the story of her father, 20-year U.S. Marine Fred Roberto Jr. in Telling Lansing. This is a production of the Peppermint Creek Theater Company in association with the National Telling Project. We're also joined today by the show's director, Blake Bowen. We're just about out of time here, though. This is happening where and when?
It's happening at Peppermint Creek Theater. It opens this Thursday, November 5th, and it'll run the 5th through the 8th. And then next weekend as well, so the 12th through the 15th. We're at the Miller Performing Arts Center at 6025 Curry Lane in Lansing, Michigan. And it's basically on the corner of Miller and Cedar, just down from the Meyer there.
It sounds like a great presentation. We look forward to it, and we thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you so much.